On episode 24 of Acoustic Tuesday, we're going to smell some flowers from a motel. You're going to get a guitar aesthetic upgrade, and you'll get to see some guitar signals from our very own Acoustic Tuesday viewers. All that and more right after this. If you believe that playing acoustic guitar is about sharing the joy of music with friends and family, not just mastering the technical side of playing, then this show is your dream come true. Every Tuesday morning, I give you my list of exciting guitar geek discoveries, gear, and new music so you can stay inspired to live your best acoustic life. I'm Tony Policastro, and this is the Acoustic Tuesday Show. Guitar geeks, unite. Welcome to Acoustic Tuesday, episode 24. And of course, what makes Acoustic Tuesday Acoustic Tuesday is the guitar geekiness. And of course, I don't want you to miss a single episode of Acoustic Tuesday. So it's real easy not to miss one. All you have to do is subscribe to this YouTube channel and then go ahead and click the little bell to make sure that you never miss a new video when it's released. Or you can get it delivered directly to your email. Just click the link in the description and you'll get access to my full-blown guitar geek list, which of course you certainly do not want to miss. Welcome to Acoustic Tuesday, episode 24. And of course, what makes Acoustic Tuesday Acoustic Tuesday is the guitar geekiness, but also being joined by none other than Sir Noah Jacob Heckman Jr., the first Zelda master himself.
Noah.
And of course,
hello.
Levi Quila, the man with the technical plan.
Tony.
Gentlemen, it's very nice to see you this morning. Levi, you look dashing.
Oh, thanks,
Noah,
Tom.
He is. You look fantastic.
Thank you.
And
all about the looks when it comes to acoustic guitar.
Well, I just appreciate you guys.
I'm not as svelte as Levi is.
Well, here's the deal. Okay, I have to say something. So Levi walked in and he has a new shirt on. And I thought to myself, I'm like, that's very like California cowboy, like Peter Rowan, New Riders of the Purple Sage, Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young, mm-hmm. Graham Parsons, kind of like late 60s, 70s. And I dug it. And I don't know if Noah had the same.
He liked the appointments.
The appointment.
I came from a different angle.
Okay.
And it reminded me of bathroom wallpaper.
Okay.
But hey, you know what? It's cool. He still looks good.
I think so.
He makes it look good.
So let's get started today with the trivia question of the day, which involves strings. And your trivia question is, on a medium set of strings, gauged 13, 17, 26, 35, 45, and 56, tuned to standard pitch on a 25.5-inch scale length guitar, which string has the most tension measured in pounds of pull per string? Is it the low E, A, D, G, B, or high E string? And I'm looking for which string on a medium set of strings has the most tension measured in pounds of pull per string. Go ahead and ponder that while we dive into the geekiness that is Acoustic Tuesday, starting with item number 5, the very first ever round 2 for an Acoustic Tuesday item. And it actually happens to be an artist. On Acoustic Tuesday, episode 3, very early on in Acoustic Tuesday history, I mentioned an artist by the name of Caitlin Canty. And she is a phenomenal songstress, a wonderful songwriter, wonderful guitar player, and the quality of her voice is really... I love it. Let's just put it that way. And I want you to check her out in case you haven't already. But great news. Currently, she is running a Pledge Music campaign, and you can pre-order her brand new album called Motel Bouquet. It's due out March 30th, so early spring, and it's really cool. The Pledge Music page has, you can pre-order the album, but you can also get like test pressings of the vinyl. You can get seeds from her garden along with the new album. You can get strings that she used in the recording session, all the way up to a house concert. There's a lot of cool extra goodies and things that you can get when you pre-order the album. So please check that out. And of course, you gotta hear the title track from the song. So I actually found it online, and she performed this live. So let's go ahead and listen to Caitlin Canty play Motel Bouquet.
In a motel with a bouquet in the ice pail, you can tell them I'm doing okay, doing real well. I got 6 strings in the morning, the rain danced on the roof last night. is time crossing the sky. I could tell you about lonely roads and the highway. I could warn you about the trouble and the time it takes. But California woke up this morning with a sweet refrain.
Yeah. All right, so that was Caitlin Canny, Plague Motel Bouquet. And again, her new album comes out March 30th, and I know that she will indeed be touring it, so make sure to check out her website, of course, to see if she's coming to a town near you. And of course, you can get to her website, her albums, the Pledge Music page. There's links on AcousticTuesdayShow.com. Just click on episode 24 and you will see all those links there. And one more quick note, Acoustic Tuesday is, of course, a video episode, or you can download it as an audio podcast, but I would strongly, strongly encourage you to read the email as well, because there's some additional links and additional samples and things that I throw in there as kind of, well, we'll call them Easter eggs that I want you to discover. Additional kind of, if you want to do the full-blown Guitar Geek deep dive, so make sure to read that email as well. Moving on to item number 4. On two episodes ago of Acoustic Tuesday, a viewer in the comments mentioned something about Tiptonic finger picks. And this sounded like, it sounds like Arnold Schwarzenegger from Terminator designed finger picks. That's what it sounded like to me. That's what I had cooked up in my head. Upon further review, I went to the website, and these are actually really well thought out fingernail picks for musicians. Now, I've mentioned like Alaska picks on the program before. Of course, you've got your standard metal finger picks and things of that nature, but nothing that truly mimics the fingernail in feel and in tone. And from everything that I've read on the Tiptonic website, these are the thing. And the beautiful thing is you don't have to go the full acrylic nail route. You know, Guitar Geek walking into a nail salon, only having one hand done up. It's kind of weird. Plus, the harsh chemicals dig into your nails, and they actually can weaken your nails. And there's, again, the metal finger picks, which is kind of the other end of the spectrum. And if you don't like the feel of those, there seems to be no in-between. Enter Tiptonic finger picks. These are actually finger picks designed. You actually measure them to fit your fingernail, and they actually adhere to the top of your fingernail with a kind of a double stick adhesive. And I wanted you to know about this because I was so grateful for the Acoustic Tuesday viewer that mentioned this, and I didn't write the name down, and I'm very sorry, but thank you to whomever mentioned this on the comments. I wanted to share this with all of you because there is that middle ground where you don't love the finger picks, the feel of metal finger picks, and you don't want to commit to the acrylic nail side of things. And this sits right in the middle. It was actually developed by a musician and inventor. His name is Jack West. And I have a very interesting story with these particular finger picks. So first of all, I want you to know about them. And this will be a segue into our mailbag, which is overflowing. It's right here next to me. And of course, I've got some more music for you today. I've got pick guards and things, other things that I want to talk about with you. But Tiptonic finger picks piqued my curiosity so much, I was like, I have to order some. So I did. And this will be the first ever in Acoustic Tuesday history that I'm gonna do a two-parter, because I ordered Tiptonic finger picks. They came in the mailbag. So let's go ahead and have a look in the mailbag. And I got my activator kit, which has, of course, power cord. You need the power cord. And this circular disc that I think kind of activates the adhesive. I don't know yet. I don't know. This is half of my order. So, of course, I will be reviewing the next half in next week's Acoustic Tuesday. And I got the sizing chart, which is kind of, I'm going to hold it on this paper. It's on clear plastic, so you can actually measure your fingernails. So this came in the mailbag. I'm super pumped to get the actual picks and put them on and report to you how they feel next week. And in the meantime, actually, Jack West, the inventor of the picks, reached out to me, and he wants to talk about some other developments that they have, which, of course, if I can, I will share with you as well. It's really cool when you order something, and I just really blindly ordered them. I checked out the website, and I thought, these are cool. I want to try them out, and I want to share my experience with you all. And the next day, I got an email saying, hey, This is from Jack West, the guy that invented these. He said, hey, I love what you're doing with Acoustic Tuesday, and I'd love to chat more about the product. So I'll get the full scoop for you next week, but I wanted to give you kind of a sneak peek this week. Let's dig further into the mailbag. I've got a double whammy for you. Not only did my magazine, the Acoustic Guitar magazine, come in with Chet Atkins on the cover, but also my acoustic magazine from the UK came in as well. Literally, these just came in. I haven't even had a chance to dig into these, but right around this time of year, you know, kind of the post-NAMM thing, I'm very excited to dig into gear reviews and learn more about some of the new products that are coming out. So those came in. Also have an awesome, really just a nice note of appreciation from Jim Bark in Indiana. Thank you, Jim, for sending your note in. Always appreciate hearing from you guys. And also, Acoustic Tuesday viewer Judy Engel sent in a CD, Judy Engel and the Beeson Family Band, which of course we're going to check out, and a nice note of appreciation as well. So I want to thank you, Judy, and everybody for sending stuff into the mailbag. It's always nice to, in the winter months, go out to the mailbox, open it, and there's just a plethora of goodies, if you will. I mean, last week we had some scotch, mm-hmm. some bourbon. Mm-hmm. Weeks before that, we got a Bob Ross board game.
And, some coffee.
Bob Roth board game. Sorry, not Bob Ross. I was thinking,
no, this was Bob Ross.
No, was it?
Yes.
Bob Roth.
What?
Right. Yeah. Okay. So. Okay, you got me. Good, yeah. Anyways, the mailbag is a lot of fun, and I just appreciate people sending stuff, and we love hearing from you. So if you want to send something, please do so. We'd love to feature it on the show, but by no means is that obligatory. Moving on to item number 3, and that happens to be what I'm listening to this week. And this was a new discovery for me. Now, I check out gear reviews and things online often, and there is one particular individual named Mark Lavengood who plays dobro. He plays a bunch of different instruments, but he did some dobro reviews for Elderly Instruments, and I was kind of hip to Mark's playing. He's a great player, and found out that he played in a band called Lindsay Lou and the Flatbellies, and that's exactly who I'm listening to this week. And this band is, let's just say that they are extremely tight. From the harmonies to the interplay between the instruments, this band really has it all. Lindsay Lou has an amazing voice. Her supporting vocalists, including Mark, have just wonderful harmonies. They feature mandolin, banjo, dobro, upright bass, guitar. I'm probably forgetting another instrument. I don't think I saw a fiddle, but hey, there very well could be a fiddle in there as well. But what's cool about this band is that in terms of genre, I would say kind of a bluegrass, kind of a tight-knit group, but it's not bluegrass specifically. It can go to kind of smoky jazz sounds and just straight-ahead kind of folk. So it's really a wonderful sampling of various musical genres, and they do a good job at it all. So with that being said, I'll let them go ahead and play something for you. And this is Lindsay Lou and the Flatbellies playing the song River Jordan. So go ahead and check that out.
Sleep well, sleep deep. Dreams are always sweet on the river Jordan. In the morning you'll see light pouring through the trees, shining like a diamond on the river Jordan. Yeah, yeah. Jordan. And when you're
That was Lindsay Lou and the Flatbellies singing the tune River Jordan. If you want to dip your toe just a little bit deeper, if you're not quite sure yet, I would strongly recommend checking out the tune Old Song. It's an awesome tune as well and really features some killer vocal harmonies. Now, they have two albums out, Release Your Shrouds and Ionia, and it looks like there's a new album coming from them this spring, which is super exciting. That's two new albums you can await, anxiously await, after this Acoustic Tuesday episode. And quick note on that performance. I just want to highlight the guitar she's playing. She's playing a Larrivé D60 in that particular video. And the tone on that guitar when she starts the song, because it's the only instrument that's going, is ridiculous. It has this bell-like clarity, and it's just, it's amazing. So, that being said, I am on Reverb.com. Pretty much this whole week trying to figure out if I can get a Larrivé D60, because that right there, that sounds like a really stellar guitar. That's just a kind of a guitar geek disclaimer there. I want to move on. I want to actually share with you a guitar aesthetic upgrade that I think is understated, but can be quite necessary. And I'll show you why here in a second. But I want to visit Noah, Jacob Heckman Jr. the first, and I want to celebrate some small wins.
All right, Tony, I love it when you visit my corner.
I love visiting your corner. It's like Rocky, you know?
Oh,
the coach is giving him a pep talk.
Okay, yeah. I was thinking more like Mr. Rogers.
Okay, cool.
Well, feeling Mr. Rogers today.
Cool, cool.
All right, so here's some
glad
small
to be your neighbor.
All right, some small wins from those who tuned in last week. Ray, small win. A luthier here in Honolulu put a bone saddle on my Taylor GS Mini. The new sound is incredible. Stoked and love the show.
Nice. Awesome. Good job.
Roy, his small win. I ordered the Tonewood amp. It just showed up. I installed it and it sounds great.
Very cool.
It's amazing the sounds that come out of my Taylor 614 CE.
Killer.
I wonder if he meant installed maybe a pickup.
Well, the Tonewood amp is like, it actually affixes to the back of your guitar via magnets. I don't know if you saw the one David S. had at the Jamboree last year, but it's really, it's a fascinating piece of gear. I'm trying to get one here because I want to check it out.
Okay.
I need to try just a little bit harder probably, though.
thank you.
Yeah.
I need to raise my level of geekiness.
Yeah. It's all about learning.
Next small win today, Bill. After about a year of working on this, I can finally play Windy and Warm from start to finish, and I just purchased a beautiful Taylor 324 CE and can't stop playing it.
Nice.
Thank you for inspiring me every day, and I look forward to watching you guys every Tuesday. Guitar Geeks Unite.
Awesome. Cheers, all man. Right. That's outstanding. A lot of Taylors in the small wins today.
Yeah, I think it's a thing.
It's a thing?
Because of the
new
big announcement.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Okay.
And last small win today from Aaron. I just purchased my first mandolin and bass and also switched to Martin Retro strings on my Taylor 110 and 414 CE guitars. I didn't plan this. a busy musical day. Love the show, guys. Keep up the great work.
Oh, cheers. Thank you very much. Thanks to everybody for sharing your small wins. Was that it?
I
don't want to cut you off.
No, okay. That was it for today.
Fantastic. And of course, if you want your small win featured, it's super easy. Down in the comments below the video, just go ahead and put hashtag small win and go ahead and type your small win in. Maybe you tried a new set of strings, you love it. Maybe you went to an open mic. Maybe you saw a killer concert. Maybe you met another guitar geek that happens to watch the Acoustic Tuesday show as well. Whatever the case may be, hashtag small win and go ahead and type it in the comments. And of course, if you happen to be jamming with a family member, we'd love for you to share those as well. Hashtag FamJam and go ahead and describe that in the comments as well. Thank you very much, Noah. That was a very Taylor-infused small win segment.
Yeah.
And quick update. Levi said that I should update you guys. I wasn't going to. I was going to kind of keep some secrets. But
well, there's still a lot of secrets.
There's still a lot of secrets.
But when you look at the comments from last week, it's very clear that people are curious as to what might happen.
Well, so last week in Acoustic Tuesday episode 23, I kind of did a little bit of I did some musing on the new Taylor V series bracing, which has totally piqued my curiosity. I think it's a bold move, and I think it's amazing that a guitar manufacturer that is at the level that Taylor is says, you know what, tradition, totally honor it, but you know what? Let's try and push it. Let's try and push the envelope. And they certainly did that with the new V-Series bracing. And I kind of had some confusion with it. Not good, bad, or otherwise. I just, as a guitar geek, I want to know the facts, and I want to know what it's actually, what its impact will be. So I kind of, tongue-in-cheek said, hey, Andy Powers, if you wouldn't mind sending us a video explaining some things, that'd be fantastic. And that was it. And the episode ended, it aired. And all of a sudden, today, I got an email from Taylor saying, hey, you should come out here and check out some V-Series guitars and maybe talk to Andy as well. So some plans are in the works, and it sounds like we may be hearing from Andy as well. So I'm pretty excited to get that to you guys. But I'll, of course, keep you posted on that. It was kind of a, I love sharing secrets like that. Now I feel relieved, like we're all on the same page. Yeah, if it was up to me, I mean, I think I just spill the beans all the time.
I was going to say, it was quite the discussion this morning.
It was.
It was very open-ended, the conversation that you had with Taylor. Hi, Jay. How's it going?
And yeah, thank you for the email, Jay. Appreciate that.
And so you're still kind of...
I'm still on the pinnacle of the wave right now.
Right,
I'm riding this guitar geek wave like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to try a new V-Series guitar. So yeah, they're actually sending a V-Series braced guitar here for me to check out. So I'm just over the moon right now. This coffee is certainly helping as well. It's right. Fueling me. It's almost as tall as me, I feel like. It's almost a two-hand drink. Anyways, let's get back into the guitar geek list for today. Let's move on to item number two. Now, upgrading your aesthetics on the guitar. There's a lot of things you can do, different bridge pins, if you want to swap out the tuners. Some tuners have interchangeable buttons and things like that. Those are all fun, functional things, but seldom does the pick guard get lumped into an aesthetic upgrade you can make. And I think it's an understated upgrade. I think it's something that can really add a cool look to your guitar. But let me first say this as kind of a disclaimer. Currently, you know, every manufacturer that I love and that I see in the industry is putting really nice pickguards on their instruments. So let me just say that right off the bat, because there was a time back in 2000 and I want to say early 2000s that Martin, and I'm not picking on Martin for this, but they actually used a pickguard material that I thought was subpar for their instruments. And again, I'm not judging, I just think it was the time and the materials that were available. And it was this kind of, I don't know if you guys can see this, it's kind of this pixelated, almost pepperoni looking pickguard. It's a really, you know, on D41, it's really strange to see such an odd, pixelated, weird pickguard. And the same thing came on my Martin HD35, and it just drove me nuts when I got it. So I thought, I've got to change the pickguard. It's driving me absolutely crazy. I have this nice guitar, and that seems to cheapen its look a little bit. So I found a material called Tortise, T-O-R-T-I-S. And that's what I want to share with you as item number two, is Tortise pickguards. These pickguards are extremely scratch resistant, extremely impact resistant, and they look amazing. They look absolutely beautiful. I have one here. In fact, I have it on my HD35. And this is a medium dark version of a Tortise pickguard, but it's really a beautiful addition to the pickguard and, or addition to the guitar rather. And these are available to you. You can get them through a guitar gallery, which there'll be a link to at AcousticTuesdayShow.com, episode 24. And they're actually manufactured at Luthiers Mercantile. And the website there is lmii.com. Don't worry about remembering that. Again, go to AcousticTuesdayShow.com to check that out. But they come in various array of sizes, from, you know, Gibson-specific shapes, Martin-specific shapes, OM, 28 style, even if you have a fancy rosette like a 41 or a 45, there's pickguards for that as well. And what I love about the Luthiers Mercantile site is that, well, first of all, not only do they make them there, but they actually show a picture of all the pickguards, because the pattern within the pickguard can be varied. So you actually get to pick the pickguard that you're going to receive, so you know what you're getting into. And you might be thinking, well, how do I know which pickguard actually fits my guitar? Well, they have these really stellar printouts that you can actually get a full-size printout to see if it's actually gonna match your guitar. The scale's on there, so go ahead and print it to scale and cut it out and see if it'll actually fit your guitar. So that's a nice feature as well. And another disclaimer on the tail end of talking about pick guards, it is not necessarily for the faint of heart, okay? So I recommend if you're gonna change your pick guard, contact a luthier to figure out the best way, or better yet, have a luthier do it for you. And this is again, manufacturers right now are putting stellar pick guards on guitars, but if you wanna kind of kick it up a notch, maybe you have a black pick guard and you wanna change it out, definitely something I would consider, but contact a luthier first. There's various different ways you can do it. Some involve heat, some don't involve heat, some involve a different, like a naphtha, like a almost like a lighter fluid actually that will take the adhesive off. But again, contact a luthier first. I just want to give that disclaimer. I don't want anybody ruining their guitar because they think a pick guard is a neat addition and all of a sudden they're like, whoa, what happened? So don't do that. I just wanted you to be aware of this material because it's really, really quite beautiful. Moving on to item number one, but wait. Oh, item number one's a juicy one.
Oh, it's so good.
Because we get to actually, well, hold on. I'm not even going to describe it.
You're making just history today, Tony. This is good.
History is, actually, the last couple episodes, we continue to make history.
Yeah, well, Taylor made history last
year. Yeah, yeah. I can't say we. I love how, you know, as a guitar geek, all of a sudden you're a part of every manufacturer. You know, Martin comes out with a guitar. Can you believe what we came up with?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Taylor has a new bracing. Oh, we had such a great idea. No, but really, we are going to make Acoustic Tuesday history here with your help. And that will be item number one. But first, I know that there was a lot of chatter on last show, and I know we should probably give some shout-outs to the people that tuned in. So Noah, would you mind giving some shout outs and
absolutely
reading some comments?
Yeah, well, let me say on the chatter, I mean, the whole Taylor thing, I mean, if you want to dig in a little further, there are definitely some comments on that V bracing.
We had a great idea. We really did.
So just a shout out to those who, some of those who tuned in last week. Scott, Mr. Scary, Walter, Ted, L, Zippy, Mike, Paul, Brandon, Johnny, Bill, Chris, Jammy Billy, Rob,
all right,
Bill, Howard, Sharon, and more.
Awesome. Cheers. Thanks for watching.
All right. And so for some comments from those who tuned in last week, Bill has to say, he said, let me say the comment and then we can fill in the context.
Okay.
Bill says, this episode has been eerily familiar. I kept thinking, did they repost last week's episode? And then I remembered, oh, I watched the making of it on Facebook. So I've heard it all before, but the visuals from a different perspective.
Ah, that was a fun moment.
Yeah.
But we did kind of a behind the scenes thing. It was fun. The making of the sausage, if you will.
And we will do that again, I'm sure.
Oh yeah.
Next comment up, Johnny says, well, what do you know? I snuck in a small win. It must be serendipitous. So let me throw in his small win / comment. Johnny says, I've been wanting to learn fingerstyle for some time and decided to look for my idea of the perfect acoustic for the task. After seeing Tony's review of the Martin 00L17, I decided to go with that.
Oh, nice.
Or the 00L17S. I also heard, this is why I did it, I also heard of Eddie's guitars via Acoustic Tuesday, and since I only live 2 hours from St. Louis, I decided to make an appointment with Matt, and he had the guitar ready, truss rod adjusted, and was full of advice.
He
gave me a great deal and gave me a humidifier, a great experience. And last night I signed up for TAC. Needless to say, I'm pretty stoked. Thanks, guys.
That's awesome. That's really, I'm glad to hear, you know, Matt, of course, does the Ask Matt segment here on Acoustic Tuesday, but Matt does not just do the Ask Matt segment. Matt's over at Eddie's Guitars, and it sounds like he pretty much white gloves you into your perfect acoustic. So if you have any questions, make sure to contact Matt. He is literally a fountain of acoustic knowledge. And might I say, he has a fine beard as well.
Mm-hmm. Award-winning.
It is an award-winning beard. And again, that's at Eddie's Guitars in St. Louis. And just cheers to Matt. I know this isn't a LaCroix, but I think Matt likes coffee too. So I'm going to just cheers him. And cheers to new guitars.
All right. And last one for today from Jammy Billy. Our buddy across the pond, he says, wow, 2,000 more subscribers in the last 2 or 3 weeks? Congrats on over 100,000 subs.
Oh, man.
So we appreciate that, Jamie Billy, because we wouldn't have that if it wasn't for you.
It's true. It's true. We appreciate everybody watching the show, taking part in the show, leaving comments, small wins, the whole deal. So if you have a comment, if there's a discovery that you want us to make, or a discovery that you made in the show that you just want to say, hey, this is awesome, or hey, I never knew about this, please leave it in the comments below. And speaking of the subscribers jumping like they have been, I just want to say a huge thank you from all of us here for sharing the show. It's through your shares and through your enthusiasm about the show that this show continues to grow and the subscribers keep coming on board. So please, if you wouldn't mind, share this show with somebody that you think would benefit from it. Share it with all your guitar geek friends. If you have a jam group or some people that you just know dig guitar, share it with them. And encourage them to subscribe, because guitar geeks are truly uniting. We're actually seeing it happen. Every episode, there's more subscribers and more views, and it's just it's a beautiful thing, and I love it. So please continue watching the show, leaving your comments, and sharing the guitar love. So let's make history.
Yeah.
Should we do it? Should we make some history?
Is this item number one?
This is item number one. So I want to say it was Acoustic Tuesday, episode 21 or 22. I featured the Guitarsonal shirt, and I actually have one here. I didn't put it on. These are my various uniforms that I wear throughout the day. This is the official Guitar Geek uniform. This is the Guitarsonal shirt. I featured that on a past episode of Acoustic Tuesday. Of course, if you want one, there's a link right beneath the show video that, of course, you can grab a Guitarsonal shirt for your own Guitar Geek uniform. But in featuring the Guitarsonal shirt, I thought, kind of this little light bulb went off, and I thought, I'd love to see some Guitarsonals from Acoustic Tuesday viewers. And we were figuring out, how the heck can we do this? Well, we came up with an idea and we said, hey, if you wouldn't mind emailing us a picture where you're wearing your Guitarsonal shirt and you feature your very own Guitarsonal, your collection of guitars. And lo and behold, Acoustic Tuesday viewers rose to the challenge, and I've got 8 killer Guitarsonals that I'm gonna share with you. These are your own guitar geeks sharing their Guitarsonals. Let's kick it off with Heidi H. over in Washington, featuring her Guitarsonal with her Close carbon fiber travel guitar, laying on the bed there. Thank you, Heidi, for sharing your Guitarsonal and wearing your shirt proudly. And of course, next up, this Guitarsonal that you're about to see is from Jean E. And she has an absolutely stunning Guitarsonal. I mean, she's got a custom Martin. She's got some vintage Martins in the back. And that custom Martin that she's holding is actually new to her. And wow, she says it sounds like a piano. So Jean, thank you for sharing your Guitarsonal with us and proudly wearing your Guitar Geek uniform. Moving on to Jim W. sharing his trio of guitars. Jim is also proudly wearing his shirt. And the guitar I want to highlight on his Guitarsonal is the Seth Avett D35. So proudly in the middle there, stellar guitar. And thank you for sharing your Guitarsonal, Jim. Moving to Kate H. Kate H. is the all-time medal winner for sharing her Guitarsonal picture, because she gets a Fam Jam medal because she wrangled her husband, who's also a TAC member, into the picture. She gets the, I have some notes here, sorry. She gets the small win for actually being able to bring her husband into the picture. And of course, they're both wearing a Guitarsonal shirt. There's a 12 string in the background there. It's just an awesome picture. I love the look that they're giving each other. Truly, Guitar Geeks unite. And thank you, Kate H., for sharing your guitar collection with us. Moving on to Mark M. And Mark M., holy smokes, Mark's Guitarsonal is awesome. It's outstanding, and I have some notes here on this one as well. Apparently, Mark's a fan of Sunburst, because the two acoustics he's featuring in his Guitarsonal, Gibson J45, and it looks like a Martin D28 or HD28, both with a Sunburst. He's proudly framing his Guitarsonal shirt. It's stunning.
The two electrics behind him are both Sunbursts as well.
Are they? I didn't even make that connection.
That makes sense that you wouldn't even see electrics. They're in the picture, but you don't even see it. Yeah.
But all guitars are welcome, truly. And I just love the way. So he's got two guitars on his lap, and he's framing the Guitarsonal shirt. Hint, if anybody wants to submit a photo, that's a great way to take it. Yeah. moving on, where was I? That was Mark. Let's move to, it's Shane R. And Shane was a little bit of a rule breaker on this particular Guitarsonal shoot, because he focused on the guitars. There was no shirt involved, but I'm not going to take any points off because the Guitarsonal is impressive. It's actually 2 pictures long, his collection and his daughter's collection, front shots of all the instruments and back shots. I mean, whoa, baby. In that second collection, there's a lot of Taylor love there, too. So a lot of Taylor love in this episode, and thank you for sharing your guitarsonal, Shane. Next up, we have Tom B. And Tom filled his entire living room with guitars. Literally, some highlights there, J200, Hummingbird, and it looks like he has a D41 Special as well. I wasn't sure on the model on that, but absolutely stellar collection, and the electrics are all lined up on the couch. The acoustics are front forward, which of course is exactly how we like them. And thanks for sharing your guitar, Snoll Tom. And last but certainly not least, also a Fam Jam medal earner, Victory, sharing her guitarsonal. Her and her father posed with their Martins. Each are holding a Martin. And of course, a trio of guitars. We got a bass in there, a ukulele. And just love seeing families getting together around a guitar. It's outstanding. And most importantly, I love seeing your guitarsonals. So thank you to Heidi, Jean, Jim, Kate, Mark, Shane, Tom, and Victory for sharing your pictures with us. And of course, I want your guitar featured. Okay, I want you to be on the Acoustic Tuesday show, showing off your guitar geekness, waving your guitar geek flag loud and proud. So it's really easy to get your guitarsonal featured. There's three easy steps. Number one, wear the guitarsonal shirt. Okay, if you have one, put it on. If you don't have one, click the link below the video and go ahead and order yourself one. There's a bunch of colors, sizes, you name it. It'll get shipped right to your door. Second, get all your guitars together, okay? This is a tough task because some of you are going to have to uncase them and things like that, but make sure the pets are out of the house, the kids are out of the house. Actually, bring the kids in there as long as they don't knock over the guitars. And include your family in the picture, okay? Whether it's just your guitar family or maybe your spouse or maybe it is your kids. Bring them all in the picture. Okay,
or maybe it's your pets.
Or maybe it's your pets.
Maybe you got a parrot. Maybe you got a cat.
If they're well behaved around guitars, bring them in. This is a family affair here. And step three, after you take the picture and you're wearing your guitarsonal shirt, please email it to us. In the subject line, put hashtag guitarsonal and email it to support@tonypolicastro.com. And of course, we collect those submissions and I collect them in a little folder. I look at the guitarsonals. I study the guitarsonals. I smile. I laugh. I come to tears, and then we feature them on the next show. So please share your guitarsonals with us. That's the bottom line. And thank you to those of you who participated. It's just so cool to connect with you guys in that way as well. It feels good, guys.
Feels very good.
We almost have another episode in the books.
It's almost done.
But I have to share the trivia answer. Ooh. Do you guys have any guesses?
Right. What was the question?
Let me reread the question for you. Okay. On a medium set of guitar strings, gauged 13, 17, 26, 35, 45, and 56, high E to low E, tuned to standard pitch on a 25.5-inch scale length guitar, which string has the most tension measured in pounds of pull per string? Is it the E, the low E, the A, the D to G, the B, or the high E? Noah, Levi, you guys got any guesses?
Somehow I think this is not intuitive.
It's just interesting. It's like guitar geek fact.
I'm just going to go with the obvious. I'm just going to say the high E.
The high E. Because you figure it's like nice and taut.
Yeah.
It's doit.
Yeah.
It's doit. Well.
I got a guess.
You got a guess?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I would go a little more perhaps mid, and I'll say the G string.
Okay. The G. Also a very common guess, but I will say that you guys are both wrong. I appreciate your guesses.
Yeah. Damn it.
But the answer is this. The string under the most tension is the D string at 35.87 pounds of pull per that string. 35.87 pounds of pull. Sorry, I was like reading and I was like really goofing it up. So the D string has 35.87 pounds of pull. And just for fun, let's go ahead and list the others. The low E has 27.75 pounds of pull. The A has 32.77. Close. The G, Noah, good guess here, has 35.15 pounds of pull. The B, 26.31 pounds of pull. And the high E, 27.42 pounds of pull. Pretty fascinating that such a thin piece of spruce with very light bracing can handle all that pressure. I think it's fascinating. I think the guitar is a magical tool and defies physics. Almost like a wizard staff.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, so that is another episode of Acoustic Tuesday. But first, before I leave you today, let's take a sneak peek into next week and see what we're going to be looking at on our Guitar Geek list. We're going to look at some instrument protection times three, to the third power, if you will. I'm going to show you a Lazy Boy for your guitar arsenal, speaking of guitar arsenals, and I'm going to feature a gemstone and my favorite sweet treat. You're going to have to tune in next week to figure out what the heck I'm talking about, because I don't even know. I have to look at my notes. So until next week, again, if you want to catch Acoustic Tuesday, you can catch it every Tuesday. It airs at 10 a.m. Mountain Time. Catch it on YouTube, Facebook, or download it as an audio podcast. For any deeper details on any of the things I talked about, go to AcousticTuesdayShow.com and make sure to share this with your guitar geek friends. Until next week, keep on strumming, keep on smiling, and I'll see you on Tuesday. Cheers.